is more worse. Someone asked Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi once, that you say that though things could be better and they can always, what happens if a person commits guna? Can things be better? So he said, yes, if he follows guna with tawbah. Sometimes a person, through the means of tawbah, gets even a greater rank than what was he before. Doesn't mean you have to go and try it. You know, obviously, we've got to keep that in mind. As a Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, you know, made mention of this very beautiful example. In his last majlis in Madina Munawwara, he said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. He said, tawbah is for those people who do wrong by mistake, out of jahalat and out of ignorance. Then they turn towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala will turn towards them with mercy. And he said, when an accident happens, people have sympathy for a person. So he said, if a person slips on a banana peel, or he slips by mistake on a pit, a date pit, you know. So what actually happened? He slipped, he had an accident. He's got hurt, he's in cast because he slipped on a banana peel. Or he slipped on a date pit, you know, and therefore he got hurt. People will sympathize. But what do you say about a person who goes outside and deliberately puts a banana peel and slips on it? You say, time for him to go to the asylum. In a similar manner, he says, a mu'min, this ayat, ثُمَّ يَتْ إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. A mu'min doesn't commit guna deliberately. It happens like that. To commit guna deliberately is like a person puts a banana peel and deliberately go and slips on it. So what a beautiful example. Then also always keep this in mind. Whatever difficulty comes upon us, the greatest creation of Allah Ta'ala will put through this difficulty. There is perhaps not a difficulty in this world that a person faces through which the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in some way were not, you know, afflicted with it. If you have been expelled from your home, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was expelled from his home. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah. He sat on a valley overlooking Makkah and he cried and he said, and he addressed Makkah and he said, you are so beloved to me, you are so blessed. If my people did not force me, I would not have left this place. If you have lost your son, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost Hazrat Ibrahim in such a way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried at the departure of his son. And he said, Ya Ibrahim, inna li firaqika la ma'zunun. Oh my son, I am saddened by your departure. Inna al-ayna tadma. Our eyes are tearing, our heart is sad, but with our tongue we will not say anything which is against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, are you also crying? He said, Innaha rahmah. This is the mercy Allah has kept in my heart. The heart of every person who will feel hurt and he will feel emotion when someone near and dear of his is taken away or passes away. You had your daughter's divorce, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his daughter divorced. You know, expelled, losing life due to wounds inflicted by the enemies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed through that. Suffered a setback in the quest for his objective. The Battle of Uhud, that thing happened. Saw his uncle being killed and mutilated, his body mutilated in front of him. All of that you find. And if you have any of these difficulty, find inspiration in the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you suffer a setback, you know that one quarter in the fourth suparam, the second quarter, how Allah Ta'ala reassures Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba after the setback of Uhud, sometimes is worthy for us to think about. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala tells them, you made a mistake through which the setback happened, but وَلَقَدْ أَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, I have forgiven you. But always keep in mind, قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا, why did it happen? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ, introspect that you don't do the same mistake again. Then he tell them, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't lose heart. Don't feel anxious. You would be victorious. Allah will make you great if you are believers. Look at the beauty. One day he's telling them, Allah will forgive you. Then he's telling them, this mistake came because of certain situations. Introspect that you don't do the same mistake. Then he gives them reassurance. Don't worry. Allah Ta'ala will bring you back again to glory if you are believers. So all of that, whenever there is any difficulty, look at situations that came upon the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If your wife is disobedient, the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was disobedient. If your child happened to be out of line, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam situation was like that. If your parents happen that they do not listen to you when you have gone out in the path of Allah and you're trying to bring them upon the right path, they are not listening, then keep in mind what was the situation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So all of that situations you must keep in mind. Whatever difficulty came upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And brothers, one of the very important things is that we always keep this in mind, is that you must never, never